a lot of the shots were so beautiful, and I don't think it was raining in any of your shots. I mean, that was my first time in Ireland, and it rained practically every day. How did you get so lucky?
Well, we didn't get too, I suppose you don't really see it, but I mean the first day of shooting was completely rained off, so we lost a full day out of a 17-day schedule, which was really disheartening. So we just wanted to, we really wanted, I was crying like that night. It was so tough. So I suppose we weren't lucky then in terms of the sun did come out and the rain held off. We only lost, I suppose, another half day. So we lost 1.5 days due to bad weather out of 17 days, which isn't too bad, you know, because we kind of knew we would. When you're filming in Ireland, you have to just make that compromise. You've got to know that if you want to shoot outside, you're just not going to know what's going to happen. So one minute it'll be sunny, the next minute it'll be overcast, and the next minute it'll be raining. So you kind of have to just embrace it. And there was kind of times when there's, you know, if there's any kind of, if it's only soft rain, you just shoot and it won't, you won't see it on film, so you can get away with it. But we were kind of shooting, just coming out of winter, and the rain was just so heavy on the day and a half that we lost that we just did have to shut down. But we kind of always had a schedule that we'd come back in a couple of months for pickups. We knew we'd lose some shots, so there was that flexibility in the schedule. So you just have to schedule it in, you know. You just have to, if you want to work in Ireland and you want to get the nice life, then you do
Yeah.
get. When you shoot outside, you just have to just be aware and plan ahead and say, we're going to have to come back, you know, we're going to have actors will have to be available in 2 months down the road or whenever, and we'll
Yeah.
shoot those shots we missed. So
Yeah, I'm sure Aiden's schedule was that difficult to work with since he was shooting Game of Thrones, or how did that work out?
yeah, we kind of just worked around him, you know, because I suppose I emailed him the script. I think it was probably late summer 2013. I emailed him the script, and 2 hours later he emailed back and he was like, yeah, love the script, I'm in, but you just have to work around my schedule if that's okay, because I'm booked up for the next 5 months. So we just waited, or was it 6 months or 7 months, whatever it was. We just waited then, until he was ready. And that was kind of part of the deal, and we knew that, and we were lucky to get him, because it is a low budget film. And even though Aiden does those, he also, you know, likes to balance it with the stuff that pays the bills.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was kind of, there was never a question of us not waiting for him, because it was written specifically for him and he loved the material, and we've been kind of wanting to work together for a while because he'd seen my short films, and we had a friend with his brother, so he was aware of my work. And I was just really glad that it kind of worked out in the end. And we made it with him, because I think if he'd said no, I'm not sure what would have happened. You know, I don't know. It's, he was so in my mind when I was writing it that it would be very hard for me to imagine the role with anyone else, actually.
Yeah, he's
So
really an
we're very lucky.
extraordinary talent, and I think people who have seen kind of his work previously and have seen him as a really bad guy. Also, and I recently saw Love Hate, and
Oh,
the
yeah.
terrible character, you know, really bad guy. I think they'll see a different type of character that you brought out, I guess, as a director. Tell me a little bit about the story for people who are going to listen to this and have no idea why they should watch You're Ugly Too. Tell me about the story.
So the story is about a guy in prison played by Aidan Gillen, who's released on temporary parole to look after his young niece who's just been orphaned. So he takes her away from Dublin to live in the Midlands of Ireland. So I guess they haven't spent too much time together, so they're kind of getting to know each other in the Midlands, which is kind of completely out of their comfort zone, as they're kind of two Dublin people. And Aidan Gillen is kind of enjoying being out of prison for kind of the first time in a few years, and enjoying, I guess, everything that goes along with that. And his kids, his niece is kind of reacting to the death of her mother. So there's this kind of tragic circumstances that bring them together, but they kind of, I guess, react to that in a very, what I would describe as very Irish way, which is kind of treating everything as a source of humor almost. And then using the tragic nature of their coming together to kind of put each other down and basically do everything except, you know, say they love each other. So there is kind of a thawing of their relationship over the course of the movie. And the movie is kind of, I guess, it's got this kind of a dramatic comedy about kind of two people getting to know each other and trying to become a family again with people they meet in the Midlands. And it's, I suppose, it's got lots of Irish humour, but never gets sentimental, I hope. It's kind of very conscious to walk that line of not being schmaltzy, but also not being too grim and depressing, because I suppose I'm very interested in kind of subject matter that is has room for humour, but also kind of tragedy as well, because I feel like tragedy and humour are two things that work exceptionally well together. So I hope we've kind of managed to capture a poignant, blossoming relationship between these two kind of misfits, I guess, if you describe them, that's how I describe them as, I guess.
Yeah, you had a really good balance of that humor and that tragedy, which is, I think, as a screenwriter, is so hard to achieve, as a writer in general,
yeah.
I think, because you don't want to make it too sentimental, like you said, and you don't want to make it too dark to lose your
yeah.
audience. You know, being an American, I think even the theme and the story is universal. I know it was filmed in Ireland with Irish talent, but I think that the story is very universal, and I think that it will do well here in the States.
I'd love it to have some kind of release in the States, because I suppose it is very much influenced. There's American movies at the heart of it, so there is kind of, I mean, there's those American tropes of the trailer park, you know, kind of that a little bit by using like an Irish caravan park, and there's a little bit of a road movie in there, which is, of course, a very specific American trope. And there was a movie called Paper Moon, which is a 1973 Peter Bogdanovich movie, which was hugely influential to this movie. So there's definitely a streak of kind of American influences running through it. So fingers crossed, get a small American release in the near future.